Hi, this is Russ. We are on session number 12 for the course, the internet course, Freedom Encounters. We're going to touch on SRAMPD, or Chosen Ones, as I use the term. I used to call them undergrounders years ago, and primarily because so many of them, as we have dug down deep, the ultimate terminology is that they are chosen ones. Chosen ones in the satanic sense, special, things like that. They're chosen to be a servant of Satan. In the psychological field, we've heard the terms MPD, DID. Let's just touch on that real quick again. Now listen, in this course, you may have already gotten the two other sessions I've done under the Black Awakening, the book and materials there. And that's to be extra, to go over the whole background of the creation and so forth. We're going to gear it just a little bit different in session 12 and 13 to give the overview. Because the more information you have, the more insights you have, and the more hours you spend in ministering again and again and again and again, obviously you're going to gain an experiential preparedness, ability. The Lord's going to give you more. You're going to know more. You're going to know what to do because of even trial and error, in the sense that things are done and you didn't see it the first time or the second time, but the third time you're going to see patterns. Excuse me, and you will continue to build in all of this. So it's a constant building, and that's what you may be doing right now, is building upon what you already have. And that's why I say, as you take the notes, simply pray excuse me, for the Spirit of God to give you the insight to kind of integrate the information. If you're brand new in this area, I think, I really do, I wish 20-some years ago I would have had information like this prior to the first or second time we were working with a multiple, because a few of the first multiples that we dealt with, or chosen ones, were very extreme cases. Let me tell you one. I was called into a situation concerning deliverance, and when I got there, there was a Christian motorcycle group of guys there and a pastor. A girl was on the floor. Each one of them were holding a leg down on the floor. She was twisting and writhing and so forth. They had poured oil all over to her. Her whole head was saturated with oil. And obviously, they were trying to deal with the demonic side and yell and scream. Some of the biker guys were getting, you know, kind of tossed around. So they were being rough with the body, in a sense of holding it down and doing what they needed to do. So I had to immediately instruct them, hey, you know, be really careful with the body. We're here to fight anything demonically. But, you know, just the whole situation. As a matter of fact, when demonic manifestation occurred, some of those guys got out of there. And I can remember the pastor wrestling on the ground with her, and as we began to engage, you know, dealing with the difference between personalities and demons, demonized personalities and non-demonized personalities, little personalities and trained personalities. It was just all occurring in that one night. And so many things that we had to deal with step by step. And still to this day, we have to have countermeasures. I've learned that whatever else comes up, God gives us a countermeasure, something new. And that's what they're doing. As you're dealing with more and more of these folks, please understand the other side is becoming more sophisticated, deeper, stronger in their training. Because a lot of this has to do with them testing their own people, their own little warriors, and seeing what we're going to be able to do, and if we're going to be able to dismantle the transmutation that they've created. So take a look at your notes on page 29, Freedom Encounters, SRA, MPD, Chosen Ones. And again, I just encourage you to write and let God speak to you, give you scripture, give you insight, give you perception, integrating your information, and you know, write down questions, and by all means, in the course, you know, if you need to, you know, send me a question or something, go ahead and do that. It just lets you know ahead of time. Sometimes when I'm not around or on a REAP trip or we're out in the field somewhere, it does take me some time to get back. And we're getting so many things coming in evangelism, you know, just all kinds of stuff. So I'm just saying I might not be able to get back right away, but by all means, I want to help you in every single way. And I want you to share with excuse me again, with me, things that you've learned and maybe new breakthroughs. It doesn't take as long now to help multiples or chosen ones, but there's a lot to it. And let me just say really quickly now, one of the keys to all of this is the human will. Because, you know, we just want somebody to be healed, delivered, saved, just like Mark chapter 5. I mean, Jesus didn't spend days, weeks, and months, definitely not years with a guy. I believe in less than a day, in that encounter, he was changed and transformed. Now, in the encounter of Mark 5, we clearly have total demonization. Excuse me. And that's different than this splitting of the will and the demonization that occurs with that, because you're not dealing just with demons. You are now dealing with the human will that has been transmuted and that has been changed. And I believe in evangelism, you and I understand that God doesn't program a person to believe in him. He does not grab them and force them. The human will, God lifts it, enables it by the word of God. Faith comes from hearing. The Spirit of God, I believe, God gives the will empowerment and enablement to respond. He opens the heart and he works that way. But we must respond. We must believe. We must repent. And so there is a choice, an empowered choice by the pre-evangelistic work of the Spirit of God and the word of God that enables a person. But we must make a choice. So what are you going to do now when you have, 35 little interpersonalities and you're trying to make them make choices? I have not yet found where we can just simply find that certain button and say, God, just heal them all and bring them all to one. I mean, if that's going to be something that's going to occur, that's just in the hands of God. That's in the hands of the Lord Jesus. He looks at a will that has been split up into many, many. You know, we had one individual had 1,700 personalities. Now, could you imagine going step by step, person by person, and how long that's going to take? So this is one of the reasons, one of the main reasons there's so much time in the issue. I just wanted to share that ahead of time because I know that some get frustrated and others have cried out and feel like they're failing and not being able to help. And there's so much more to it than just dealing with anybody else that's a regular human being, a singleton. So let's take a look at page 29 on the top. Satanic ritual abuse, basically, let's give a little bit of a definition, is the systematic, why? Because it goes over, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And usually, again, multiples that you're dealing with today in their 40s have their roots all the way back into pre-birth, in vitro, or in utero, and at birth, and all the way through the stages of their life. So they're going to have been through hundreds of rituals, sexual abuses, and splitting points, and just so many things over so many years that has to be undone. So when I say satanic ritual abuse is the systematic, again and again and again, for every personality, you know that there is something that caused the split, and then another one, and then another one. So if they do have 10, 20, 40, 80, 150 personalities, and then you get into the issue of layering and backups and everything, well, then you just simply have an individual where so much work has been done and invested in them by the other side. So the other side sees them as valuable, but they've had to work systematically over a period of time. They cannot create chosen ones overnight. It takes a long history. So it's a systematic physical, obviously it's physical, because there's sexual abuse to it. There's physical things done. There's tying down. There's putting them in cages. All the physical things you hear about. So there's clearly a physical thing. There may be things inserted in their skin, demonized objects, pins, whatever. The possibility of tracking devices. We'll get into that later too. So the physical side is big. There is also the you'll see that in the ab reactions, by the way, when sometimes they just fall back into a personality and they go right back into reacting or ab reacting an entire scenario, and you'll see the incredible stress that's been laid out on the body. There's the mental side, without question, because it's the mental side that where the splitting is occurring. Well, it's occurring in the will that involves will, emotions, and mind. But when you deal with personalities, subpersonalities, each one has their own mind. So obviously the mind, the core of a person in their mind, their will, they've literally been split. And so each subpersonality and main person has a mind, you know, their own will, and emotion also. So there is a mental side, the emotional side, as I just mentioned. Obviously, there is massive emotional abuse, and when a main person is finding out about all that they've been through, when they begin to recover memories and or other personalities begin to let them know, think of the, again, going over all that emotion again, and reacting to all the things going on, the emotional, the fear, the terror, and all the other things. The spiritual abuse, obviously, because they've been demonized, preconception in utero, they've been demonized at birth, out of birth, they've been demonized all the way along. And that's part of the dissociating the will, or making the will pliable. They needed to do that. And once they've done that along the way, then the will is completely susceptible to more splits and more of the same as they continue to build kind of an inside world, a tree with many limbs. Now, I use the word totalism here because obviously everything about their lives has been, you know, whether they're with a real family or they've been placed like the Laban-born children, out of the very late 40s and early 50s, and those projects, depending on what they've come from. So totalism is the idea of their entire environment, education, everything about them, who their friends are, where they eventually get a job, where they work. They're going to find out later on when they're first coming out that everybody and everything around them is connected. And so there is a sense of totalism. Even possibly, in the, if they're older and they have their own children, that they were to breed another generation, and so that's another issue we need to deal with in all of this. Is if they have children, have their children been brought into the same? Many that we've dealt with wanted foster children. Well, the problem with a multiple having foster children is the upfront person loves the children. Little parts inside love to play with children, but part of the reason is down lower. Cult loyal parts, abuser parts, they want the children, and in many cases, all of the foster kids have been ritually abused, sexually abused, physically, mentally, emotionally, so forth. Well, the spiritual abuse is the demonization. It is also the belief inoculation. In other words, to do all that they can to keep them away from real Christianity, real the Bible. They might do shock revulsion therapy, burn. You know, if they touch a Bible, they'll feel the abreaction of the shock or the burn, or a demon may harm them, or a created inside punisher may punish the body or hurt them. So there's the other side of, you know, doing everything possible to keep them away from the Word of God and the truth, and specifically Jesus and any Christians could possibly help or maybe begin to see what's going on. So there's a totalism of environment, of family, of life, of food, of education, of vacation, of play, playmates, eventually jobs, and even marriages are usually arranged down the road. So totalism, everything in their entire world is orchestrated by the handlers, coven, and so forth. It involves the most horrific acts. Listen, the most horrific acts that you'll ever hear. And I'm not used to them. I've heard him for over 20 some years now, and I've heard being put into a cow, pulled out the back of the cow. I've heard of every kind of demon sex and sex with Satan and people and rituals where they cut off the body parts, private parts of a male, and sewn them onto the female, and had a ritual. And that's, I mean, carving up a body, eating a child, eating eyeballs. You know what? There are so many things. Daniel Ryder, in his book, Breaking the Circle of Satanic Ritual Abuse, he tells some of the personal stories. And we've heard so many of them and seen pictures that have been drawn. And even one individual literally made clay figures and showed the horror on the faces of these clay figures, expressing their emotion. Pictures and so forth. Incredible stories in cages, dogs, all kinds of bestiality, sex with the dead, all of that, reveling in blood and ritual and cutting and all the stuff, horrific acts. God spoke about these kind of horrific acts in the days of Manasseh in the Old Testament, when God said that from one end of Jerusalem to the other, from one side to the other, has been the shedding of innocent blood. This kind of ritual abuse goes all the way back. This is nothing new to the demonic side. Though they may bring out newer things and the idea of splitting, it's not new. It may have been around during the days of Genesis 6, and even in the teaching of Semyaza and the rest of the Watchers that fell, again, we may have seen this back as far as then with the Nephilim and so forth. But that's, again, another study and may or may not relate to your direct ministry to an individual. Though many of the Chosen Ones, if you bring up Nephilim and blood issues and things like that, or Aryan blood, you're going to have personalities that have great sophistication and technical knowledge in the area of DNA and genetics and how all of it works. There are horrific acts that result in devastating transmutation. There is a mutating of the original. The original construct, biblical, is body, soul, and spirit. We read in the end of Thessalonians that may God sanctify you completely, body, soul, and spirit. May your whole body, soul, and spirit. So we have this construct that God has made us, and this is a turning, this is a complete tearing of that apart and turning it around. And ultimately, we need to ask, where did the ideology or the ideas, where did the science of this come from? Because it's not just that somebody went through one rape in their life and they split off and created one. That's happened, and that's there's a much easier level of bringing healing to somebody like that, as bad as that is. But we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of rapes and personalities and splitting and even the affecting of blood and genetics, and all of it's there. So it's a transmutation of life. We'll get into the background of that in a few moments. But going on with the statements here, SRA includes the splitting of the human personality into many sub-personalities. Ministry to an SRA MPD. Now, let me say again, I will use the phrase SRA MPD primarily as the most familiar. Satanic ritual abuse, multiple personality disorder. Dissociative identity disorder is to me not a great definition. The DSM-4, the definitions that I see in the psychological manuals and so forth, I just don't think they define what this is all about. And without having a proper definition and diagnosis and so forth, and really an understanding of the background of this demonic science, I think there's going to be a very skeptical approach, maybe even just drug therapy approach and hypnotherapy approach to working with individuals that have been through so much. And we're going to miss the big picture, because there's each individual you deal with, as much as you love them and care about them and want to see them completely whole, as does Jesus, you can't forget the big... I can't, at least at this time, forget the bigger picture, that there may be up to 10 to now 15 million multiples out there, and maybe only 4 to 5 million that have shown up in psych wards and counseling centers and churches and other places for help. There's a lot that are intact, and there's a whole new generation of them coming up. So this is not going away. This will only increase. Caseloads will increase. Dealing with those in their 40s, late 30s, 40s now, and some in the 50s, you're going to have to realize that there's another generation that are in their teens. And there's babies out there right now that have already been birthed and already been brought into the process, and they're going through the same thing. So if back in 1992, as Holly Hector at Centennial Hospital in Denver said in the book Satan and Associates by, I think his name's Wendell Amstutz, quoted her as a former hypnotherapist working on a ritual abuse ward. At that point, she had listed the figures 2.5 million diagnosed cases. Well, in our experience, more than half of the people we dealt with have not been to a psych ward or been diagnosed somewhere yet. So back then, we were saying in 90, 91, 92, there's probably about 5 million. And as we've gone along, by 94, we were already saying, listen, we've got to understand there's probably 10 million out there. Now, 2007, I'm willing to say we're at 15 million in the United States, Canada, so forth. And there could be possibly another 10 million or more in Europe and the UK. This is not just in the United States. So we'll talk about the big picture in a little bit here. Ministry to a satanic, ritually abused, multiple personality disorder. That I don't like it because of the issue of disorder. The terms they understand deep down inside, chosen one. A human being who's been transmuted, have multiple personalities on the inside, not because they're insane, not because they're crazy, not because they're goofy, not because they're loony, but because something was done overwhelmingly, maybe 95% or more. Holly Hector, back in the early 90s, she was saying that out of all those on the ritualistic abuse, you know, all the multiples they had, that it was probably 87% was ritualistically abused. We've come to the point with saying the more you dig, the more you deal with individuals who have one or two or three personalities, we've just simply come to the say, gosh, for us it seems like 95, 98% that also have the satanic ritualistic abuse side to it. So it's going to be at times very complicated. Obviously, the material I have is kind of condensed, and I'm not going to use large terminology and all that kind of stuff. The issue here is just simply getting a grasp of the overall, in sessions 12 and 13, getting a grasp of the overall picture, so that when we get into sessions 14 on down, that we're dealing with item by item. We will deal with the item of the original creation, the splitting issues, bonding issues, programming. Those will all end up being separate long issues, because all of the SRA and PD chosen ones you deal with will have all of those issues. And we cannot forget that this is simply a human being who's been stolen, literally stolen, through this demonic science, demonic technology. Again, I believe demonically inspired. Now, if you go back to 1 Timothy chapter 4, remember 1 Timothy 4, write it down at least now, 1, where it deals with, in the latter times, the Spirit of God who dwells in you and I as a believer, tells us that in the latter times, many will abandon the faith. There's going to be a ramping up. Bottom line, a ramping up of seducing spirits. The demonic realm will be ramped up so broad that they're going to be operating, and there's going to be a level of manifestation the world has never known. Not Germany and the Nazis, not back to the Egypt and all the rest. We are not back to Babylon in the Old Testament or Moloch with Manasseh. We are coming to the point where an unprecedented and unparalleled time in global history will be the manifestation of demons, the direct working of demons on multiple levels in preparation for the apocalypse of Antichrist and how that will come about, and the control of the world, and then the ultimate endgame, which I talk about highly in the Black Awakening course. Well, let's take a look on page 29. Excuse me again. Let's look at the background. It does help in the understanding, and it's very important because we've had people bring psychiatrists, psychologists, bring multiples to us thinking they're demonized, and of course we need to deal with the demonization stuff and they need to deal with the counseling stuff. So they bring us the demonized individuals, but then they begin to see this big picture of personalities and the demons and all of it together. When we take a look at the entire bigger picture, you're going to know what to prepare for. You're going to be, when you hear things and see things, and you're not going to be shocked. And so a broader understanding of it as you go into it, and or added understanding at this point is absolutely essential in the battle for lives and souls and the healing and deliverance of individuals. Let me look at the background, okay? Let me just mention again, I believe that in the purposeful creation of sub-alter, sub-personalities, I believe personally it's a demonic technology. It is a literal transmutation. It's an assault on the human will, on the human person, on the core of a being. And I believe it's utterly and completely demonic in origin. And there's a design behind that. Now, some go back to the Nazis and say, well, Mengele and all the rest of them, through all their evil science. Robert Lifton talks about it in the Nazi Doctors, his big book. And there's others that write about this in the massive, literally demonized science that was going on at the time, and the way that they were doing testing and stuff on humans, that some believe that it somewhat occurred by accident, that in the harming of human beings, they've seen where this has caused a splitting. Some will even go back to Dr. Cameron in Canada. The book Journey to Madness, if you get a hold of that, will tell you more about the backgrounds there, where he was doing a depatterning of human personality, only to repattern the human personality, and also notice that there's a process of splitting of the personality. And you know, for some, it may have been like they were learning new things and seeing new things. But primarily, from my understanding now, there's a clear understanding behind the originators and the ones that are highly trained in splitting, programming, and producing. Now, if you think in terms, again, of maybe 10 million, low estimate, in the United States who have multiple personalities that have satanic ritual abuse, then you got to ask the question constantly, who did this? Where did they all come from? Obviously, there's design behind this. You know, as a criminalist, you know, in studying, you know, criminology in university and being a part of law enforcement and teaching a little bit in the academy as I was allowed to, there's this whole issue of forensic and trace evidence. That's why 20 years ago we began to want to track and run surveillance and go backwards and find the individuals and whatever else involved, with an evangelistic commitment, but also an exposure commitment, and also somewhere it's got to be stopped. For example, one individual that we dealt with one time that was already a multiple themselves, but they were trained. Many multiples have personalities that are trained to be splitters, bonders, programmers, demonizers, handlers, users, whatever. They know how to do it all. And sometimes they may have five or six people under them that they've created personalities in that they use these individuals to get money, to get sex, whatever else. And so, you know, if we would have stopped one individual, for example, that individual would not have split the core of human personality in eight others that we dealt. You know, we dealt with one guy. We had eight victims that were all related to one individual. Well, after a major encounter, and this fella died, and then more people were brought, and eventually this really, really, really good individual believer, counselor, a lady and her husband, brought me more individuals. And their estimate was that this one individual may have had 200 other victims that he attempted to create personalities in, primarily for sexual use, or to get them to switch personalities to get money. He was literally, I mean, listen, 200 others. And so that's just incredible. So however you look at all of this, he knew how to do it. He knew how to do it, and obviously he did this because we again dealt with him and interacted and tried to even draw him out to come to Christ and to be healed. But he died in his cult chosen agenda, but he has been stopped, and he is one that will not do this again. But please understand, there has to be thousands that have been the original splitter, programmer, demonizers, and creators of the chosen ones. And the reason we say it's a demonic technology, you know, the issue of transmutation, because Satan always takes what is already God's original issue and transmutes sexuality, transmutes spirituality, transmutes mentality and emotions. And this is a literal transmutation of the human core. The Nazis obviously had a tremendous expansion on this, and there may have been a massive proliferation of how to do this and the learning of this among the Nazi doctors. Track it all back to the OSS, CIA, Monarch Project, MKUltra. When you keep tracking back, it goes back to the Nazi doctors and the ones that were brought here. Many of the multiples you deal with in their 40s, 50s, we'll talk about. Well, matter of fact, most of the chosen ones, when you find personalities, you're going to find in almost all of them, if you get down far enough, that they have personalities that speak fluent German and that they're extremely familiar with German commands and Nazi propaganda and you know, so much more. So you're going to find that there is an overwhelm, because after the war, the rat lines, Nazi doctors, SS troops who were already getting Maronite programming at the Hall of the Dead, the SS troops, the literally spiritualizing of a military that involved oaths of loyalty, blood oaths, and mind control. And even as far back then, the Maronite programming to just simply program a master race. The agenda was there. Massively secret, and maybe what we have is only the tip of the iceberg. Out there, please understand, Christians, that there are manuals, teaching videos, DVDs that teach and show it in the labs and show it in the rooms, and there's training sessions that other personalities go through to become splitters and programmers and understand demonic transference through generational bloodlines and all of it. And there's training sessions and everything that goes on, seminars that they're learning at, and that's how they continue the project. Well, we go now to the coven issue. Father Shefton, in a book on Satanism back in the 90s, he estimated 100,000 covens in the United States. Law enforcement in my area, at least one law enforcement that was involved in cult crime teaching and so forth, he was saying there was none. We interacted with six covens in our area and still have a number. The overarching coven being the Ancient Brotherhood, the Black Flame, the Brotherhood that you hear about, or if you want to go all the way back to the idea of Illuminati. just simply the Luciferians, who are the elitists, because it continues to filter backwards until you do get to smaller and smaller levels of leadership and control. So all of the ones that are coming out, again, think in terms of millions. I asked one of the cult multiples, highly trained, could speak numerous languages, came out of law enforcement, and was a trainer themselves. I asked them, how many you think in the Northeast Ohio area or in the region that I live in of intact cult multiples? And they said, well, at least 2,000. And that didn't include the ones that were in psych wards and trying to break out. So we're going to see how big and vast this whole issue is. Secondly, let me touch on this. Satanic ritual, sex, blood, and Lucifer. Again, it all comes back to that. When it all comes down to those who had satanic ritual abuse, it wasn't just for sex in the sense of getting their jollies. The sexual acts involved the transmission of demonic presence. Sexual acts along with pain to heighten the human energy, the physical, emotional energy, is what the demons love and so forth, to be able to attach to and feed off of and get into. So sexuality, of course, being it's part of what dirties the soul and the conscience when they can get an individual to do enormous levels of perverted sexuality, forced upon them, of course. But also, as they train personalities to love it and to like it and to perform and to do things and to make money off of it. And there are rituals that they just need simply sexual rituals to draw the demonic. And, of course, they're perverted. Of course, they're rape-oriented and they're child abuse-oriented. Could you imagine a six-year-old going through the marriage of the beast and this whole demonization and high priest and sex with the coven and the transmission of demonic presence right into the act? It's just horrific to think of all of it. The issue of blood and powers in the blood and the demonization attachment to the blood and old Nephilim blood being found and resurrected to once again create bigger, broader, stronger soldiers. It all comes down to, again, when you funnel the cone all the way down, it comes down to the fallen cherub, to Lucifer's agenda. And the orders, obviously, Satan himself knows and has originated this transmutation. He himself is transmuted forever, Ezekiel 28. Obviously, he's desecrated his sanctuaries. He's literally disintegrated in himself, and he's completely other than what he was in his origin. And he cannot change. So he understands mutating the original. He really does. And the behind-the-scenes overarching goal is not just abusing kids and making money off pornography or getting demons to show up and having an orgy. Those are all side issues. As bad as they are the side issues. The overall great purpose is Satan's attempt to create a super race and a super army for the things that need to come, which includes the great revolt, the apocalypse of Antichrist, and the final war, Revelation 19:19. Well, let's take a look at point two. The creation of subpersonalities and the purpose behind it. Number one is simply this: dismantling and controlling the human will. Now, you can read in Colin Ross, his book Bluebird, Project Bluebird, The Purposeful Creation of Multiple Personality Disorder. You can look at all the Freedom Information Act, all that information has come out, all the information about MKUltra and how President Ford, shut down the mind control projects and, the admissions to some level of the issues of mind control splitting, the idea of Manchurian candidates, John Marks in his book. So there's a lot of governmental side to this. Where did it come from? Well, again, tracing it back, following backwards, you run right back into Nazi doctors and the demonic science that was brought here. And the agenda, the issue with the Nazis that went worldwide was, the issue of the master race and everything else was to continue it. And our issue is that for 40, well, actually now almost 60-some years, that agenda has continued, obviously. But it's all about dismantling and controlling the human will, because dismantling the will means that when you begin to create sub-personalities and they're programmed and demonized, you no longer have freedom in the sense of unilateral will. I can decide to right now stop this and never do another training thing and just go out and be a peanut farmer. I can choose that. That's freedom. If I make that choice, nobody inside of me is going to come up and punish me, take me back to handlers. Nobody else is going to fight me over that on the inside in the sense of another personality. A multiple obviously has this great conflict on the inside, and certain personalities are created to be enforcers, watchers, punishers, and so forth on the inside. The upfront person may never harm a child, but inside personalities are trained to. An upfront person may never assassinate somebody, but inside personalities are trained and programmed to. So there's a dismantling and the controlling of the human will by this splitting and breaking them down into compartments that leads us to the second point of this: the creation of a controlled, superior human servant. Literally, this is the agenda behind it. What you have in front of you in the beginning stages is a person that wants help, a person that has heard voices, a person that has marks on their bodies, a person that knows they've got other personalities maybe or demons. But ultimately, if they are really SRA-MPD, then the original, if they go all the way back to childhood, this has occurred in childhood, then listen, they've been purposely created, regardless of how many home-created personalities there are. There's a purposeful creation, purposeful dismantling and controlling the human will. They've been taken captive, as it says in Timothy, to do Satan's will. They've been taken captive. They are victims. But they're victims whose wills have been made pliable for this to occur, forced. So the creation of a controlled superhuman is the ultimate outcome. Satan doesn't want to just have sex with a bunch of young girls, though he's perverted enough to want that. The ultimate end of all of this is the creation of a controlled superior. So when you meet priestesses on the inside and others on the inside of a multiple, or you find some kind of sense of elitism in a multiple, many multiples I've dealt with, they feel superior. They feel that they have abilities. There's been those who did not want to, you know, get healing and so forth because they did not want to give up their powers or abilities because they felt superior. Because all they needed to do in whatever situation, if they would switch to the fighter, then they can fight well. If they would switch to the one that can speak in German, then they can speak in German. If they switch to one that could do cultic level spiritual warfare, then they would do that. So it's like, you know, they have a little army on the inside of them that are all trained in many different things, energized by the demonic presences, and it's all a matter of just switching for whichever one to come out and use the skills, and overarchingly, they're looked at as a superior human. And so when you do begin to find out that they have someone inside that knows what chosen one means, it means special to Satan, chosen as a Babylon working baby, BWB, an elite servant. So when I have dealt with some of them, like the one that's told me very frankly, he says, we've been created. We will make the SS troops of the Nazis look like little choir boys in comparison. That's what it's all about, ultimately. In women and in men that are multiples. If it's SRA and MPD, this is the overall picture. They were not created just to be sex slaves. One personality may be a sex slave. Another personality may be a sex abuser. Another personality may be trained in learning how to compromise a political leader, a military leader, or a religious leader. Well, bottom line, the question here is how? The result of extreme dissociation. I think we all know that by now. The result of extreme, you know, it involves massive pain, to create dissociation, to push the will, mind, emotion so far that there's a snapping, that they can use sex pain at the same time to bring a confusion and a dissociation, whatever can bring about dissociation. Drugs can be used, certain sound, lights, strobed, blue lighting, machinery can be used now. ECT units have been used to do whatever can actually be put on a person to push them to the limits. Not just daydreaming, not dissociating, just so far out, but actually to split and create raw, what they call raw personality, a new sub-personality. And here's what occurs in that. Page 49, towards the bottom. The issue is splitting and creating raw personality. The splitting occurs through the pain, through the machinery, through the drugs, whatever made the will pliable enough to dissociate it enough to cause the snap. And all of a sudden, the brand new personality, the other part of the personality went down from all the pain, confusion, and whatever else was being done, and now there's raw personality. That's, it can't stop with splitting. That's where it begins. So when they split, the very next stage is to bond. We are your creators. We love you. We're the ones that made you. We're your father. We're your mother. We're your friends. We're the only ones. And the bonding issue may go on and on all through young stages of the life where, you know, they put them in the water and like they're drowning, but then they save them. Or they put them in a box and bury them, but then they save them. The constant scenario where they're emotionally going to be constantly emotionally bonded and think that the satanic handlers, splitters, and so forth, those people are the are their friends. They create emotional ties. Some would call that a soul tie. That's what they want to do. They want to create that in the bonding. They're very perverted in that. They're very much like pedophiles on the sexual side of that. And so when new raw will is before them and they're saying that your name's going to be Susie and you're my daughter and I love you and all this stuff is done, well, then Susie's going to have an emotional attachment to that handler or whoever did that beginning splitting and bonding. So the bonding issue is there. And it's all there because they understand how the will works and how the emotions works and how they can bring a stronger attachment to their leadership. Now, from bonding comes immediately, and really these three things are inseparable, comes programming. Programming can be as simply as this. You are now one of ours. You are now just simply speaking to them. Your name is going to be Frederick, and this is what you're going to be able to do, and you're going to learn how to speak German and, you know, begin to just tell them. That's programming. That's or if you have them in that new raw state and they're somewhat still almost even trance-like, like in hypnosis. This is more than just post-hypnotic suggestion. You are taking raw personality and you are just literally downloading information. This is who you are. This is what you're going to be. Now, that may include that they repeat it enough again and again and again and again. That may include that they put earphones on their head and they play a tape that repeats again and again and again who they are, what they're going to do, and everything, you know, about their job or their assignment. It may include screen memory. In other words, their eyes are, you know, the raw personality is fastened on a screen and they're seeing, maybe it's sex, how to do sex stuff, and they're learning and they're just taking it in and feeding and looking at all of it and receiving it because their will is pacified and they're just receiving it. So it can be that. You can hear about denial programming and all kind of Nassau programming and Allison One, all kinds. Listen, there's so many kinds. They can make up anything. Kabbalah programming. It could be anything. But the simple bottom line of programming is it's the imposition of another person's will into that raw personality. And the programming can be anything from just something being spoken to them, again, to the looped tape, to the screen, to this. For example, dealing with a multiple one time from law enforcement that was in law enforcement, and we're working with, and I talked to numerous parts, spent many hours, a lot of information, talked to the one that could speak German, the one that can speak Punjabi, one that could speak Spanish and write Spanish, just a lot of different personalities. Well, one day I show up at the department and begin to talk to the officer, and they said, who the blankety blank are you? And as I begin to talk with them, and try to say, well, wait a minute, we met last night and we talked, don't you remember Pastor so-and-so was there, and I talked to so-and-so, and you have other people inside. What are you talking about? No, I don't. And this personality is completely trained in absolute denial. Absolute denial. Well, another personality might be trained in assassination. That's all they know is that their job, and they got to kill, and they got to have their target, and that's all they've ever been given. And again, usually, and notice this goes person by person. Programming is in the personality because it's in the mind and emotion of one personality. So one personality may have denial programming. Another personality may have sex programming. Another personality may have assassination programming. Another personality may be trained in reconnaissance. Another personality may be demonized and trained in occultic level warfare and know old, ancient Pictish languages or occult languages and how to do rituals and how to do that. And the assassin won't know how to do that, nor will the one that can do occult level warfare know how to do what the assassin does. So they create whatever they feel they need on the inside. One personality was programmed to be, they were just a dog. All they knew is they were a dog, to bark, walk around like a dog, whatever else. One personality was trained to be crazy, to act mental, and everything that they would say would be mental. They were programming it into one personality to be, so that if something came up that was, and they would trigger that personality to go crazy, quote, go crazy. They'd have a psych ward, and everybody says, oh, they're just, Sally's just crazy. She's in the mental ward, she's just crazy. And that personality knows only one way, one thing, to act crazy based on textbook definitions of what a crazy person's all about. And that's part of the issue of programming. So it can be any kind of programming. One could be programmed to be a super tech in the area of computers. One could be programmed and demonized to bring communication, to astral project. And again, as you deal with personalities, you're going to find, well, this is my job. This is what I do. This is what I was trained. Ask them how they were trained. You're going to find out, again, that there was screen training, loop training, what was spoken into them. The demons help. Well, we'll get to the demonization of the programming in a moment. But and I believe people talk about demons create the splitting. I believe they're there. They're there to empower the split so that they can be attached to both the personality that went down and the new raw personality that's prepared to receive bonding and programming. Now, a system of, say, let's say there's 30 personalities, they might have an overall unified programming approach, thus Nassau programming or Alice in Wonderland programming or whatever, or Kabbalah programming. The bottom line is each personality is programmed in their assignment, programmed in their job, and the programming is bad enough because it's their mind has just been bent one direction with information. And that's all they know. And even when they're taken out and trained and trained, and they go over and 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 over again, and not being told that they can do anything else. Most highly programmed personalities, they don't realize they're pliable, because they're human will, they really do have a choice. And they'll deny that in the beginning. All they know is to do what they've been told, what they've heard, what they've seen, what's been downloaded into their head. But it doesn't stop there. There's a demonizing. In other words, when a personality is created, they're raw, they're given the bonding issues and connection emotionally and so forth, then there's a programming to that personality. That you are going to be just this, this, this. So say, let's say assassin, and they're shown pictures, and they're shown targets, and they're even taken out from time to time and trained with weapons and shown how to do things and so on. Well, a demon is, and then they're put down with a code, of course, to bring be brought out at a different time. They're not allowed to just get out and do things on their own. Nobody on the inside. That's how the system's created. They're put in their compartments. Well, demonization of personalities and their programming means literally, if you think in terms as a Christian, that you love Jesus and you want to help win the world, but you're committed to the will of God freely, by your will, by choice, but then the power of the Spirit of God's given to you to help you do that. And please understand, that's the same concept, that they're empowered. They've been programmed with one specific, again, satanic agenda, locked into the fact they can't be anything but that, told that, because that's what they believe. And you know how children are. If you tell them one thing again and again and again and again and again and again and again, that's all they're going to believe. And so many times personalities come out, and that's all they know, who they are, what they are. They know nothing else. But if they've also been demonized, then that programming is charged, and just literally the demonic spirit is in and on that programming on the inside. Well, from there comes this constant training where they're put down in their compartments. They're brought back up during their rituals and sex training and whatever the training is, along years and years of this goes on, and they're trained again and again and again. That's how they learn the languages and so forth. Well, there's also a coding. Now, listen, some believe now that they're able to do this with a computer and literally like a download right into the brain to the new raw personality. Screen memory is very similar to that. But again, they're demonized then after programming. They're trained, and it goes on and on, reinforced, tested, and then given a code or a trigger. A phrase, whatever they handle, you give her numbers, a set of numbers. It could be just a phrase. It could be a name. It could be anything. So please understand, a trigger can be anything. We'll talk about later how to find those out. And that's what they're put down then and buried in their area. And only when they're given that trigger are they permitted to come up and out to the handler. Well, then they're also, assignments are given. Well, let me just touch on, again, we're not going over how to heal them yet. We're just giving you information so that we can understand the approach and be prepared to handle what comes up. You have individuals that you may meet or be brought in, or you already know right now. Number one, you may not have anybody that's intact. What do I mean by that? That means that they might have 30 personalities. They're all coded, they're all trained, they're all demonized, they're all programmed, they're all bonded, they're all on the inside, and that they don't even know it. They're living life, and they're being handled by the outside. They get a phone call, a trigger's given, personality goes out, does stuff. They don't even know it yet. They're completely intact. They don't know anything, and I'm telling you that there must be around 5 million or more that are intact like that. Secondly, there are those who begin to be aware. They hear a voice in their head. They think they're going crazy. They know they're different. Awareness is one issue. Thirdly, there's those who begin to break down. They end up in a psych ward. They come for counseling. They're seeking help. They know something's wrong. They know there's weird things going on. They know that they're maybe drinking or doing sex stuff, or they're eating foods, or they're doing whatever they can to handle it, but the big issue is they're breaking down because they're missing time. They don't know what's going on. They're confused. They're having trouble in all the relationships, and they're seeking help. And those are the ones that are showing up at psych wards and counseling places from the late 70s on. And there's probably over 4.5 million diagnosed, or at least that have shown up, that have been diagnosed as NPD or DID. Also, you're going to have those who are sent to you as a plant. They're going to be fake. We'll talk more about this, too, in the pages to come. But they're there acting like they need help, but the other personalities are there to get reconnaissance on you. They may show up because you're already dealing with other multiples, and they show up and say, oh, I've got this hurting part, and I need this help. This has happened to us a number of times when individuals have been sent to gain reconnaissance. And there's a different, you're going to see that they're different because they never seem to get any kind of healing. They never seem to get any kind of breakthroughs. But they're constantly taking your time, and you're finding out that They're taking information back. They're learning everything they can about you. And you may even, you know, you may even have to deal with then what I call the warrior that shows up, that they're sent just to test your spiritual powers, to see if they can spiritually use their abilities and powers to harm you and to really test you and to go back and report about their level of powers and how they're using it against Christians and how they're going to use it in the future. Question all of us need to ask is, where did they all come from and where is this going? The issue is there's going to be more and more and more and more of them. They're going to become more and more sophisticated, more demons, more power demons. And I'm just going to tell you even now, there's going to be some of them you're going to realize they want their powers. They want to be what they are. Now, some people get mad when I say this, but I'm just saying in your experience, you're going to probably find there's going to be some that although a few little home-created parts want out, the core of them, they just like a lost person that doesn't want to come to Christ. I know Satanists that are traditional Satanists or Masons and others that don't want to turn to the living Christ. They don't think they need it. I've met individuals that have demonic presence and they're empowered and charged in some way. They don't want to get rid of that power. And that's what you're going to deal with too when it comes to the human will and the evangelization, the deliverance, the healing, and so forth. The last point on page 30 is 3, subpersons and the system and jobs. Well, all the subpersons have some kind of job. Now, there's home created. In other words, when a lot of the pain and torture and stuff was going on, they created personalities themselves in all of the pain. Now, coven handlers don't like this, and they want to get a hold of those home created persons and get them under rule, but it seems like the home-created personalities, they can't get a hold of. And so they might create a protector, guardian, watcher, whatever, someone to be in there and punish and deal with and scare and whatever, keep the little ones down. Little ones have information. Little ones may know things. Little ones may just simply, they want Jesus. They don't want the bad stuff. So many times when they first show up for help, home-created personalities begin to come out. And those are the ones who begin to seek the help and want the help. But you've got to already deal with the fact that there's going to be so much more in there. The other side of this is the purposeful created parts. The process that goes from birth on. It's all mapped out. There might be somebody on the inside that knows all 80 other personalities. Primarily, personalities aren't allowed to know about other personalities or other subsystems inside or another layer or another room or in the basement. Most all of them have names. Some of their names can be connected to their function, though. It's what they do. It's what they function as. Like I met one time a personality. He said his name is Assassin. Hand me his gun. That's all he was. His name was Assassin. That's what he did, what he knew, what he was trained in. That's all he ever was. Same thing with areas of sexual stuff and things. So pretty much all of the purposeful created parts inside, persons inside, will have some kind of name. It may relate to their function. They all have some level of job. Whatever, again, they've been programmed to do, programmed to be. And I can list, you know, we can list, and we probably did that on the other lists already. You could probably have 60 different types of personalities, runners and informers and sex slaves and drug users and a nurse and somebody can drive the car, somebody can do the money, somebody can do the rituals, somebody that can clean up, on and on and on. Whatever they want to create, whatever they need, that's what they do. Last thing I want to say in this is that each personality has knowledge and history. They may only have knowledge and history of themselves. Some that have been in home-created persons sometimes are able on the inside to look around, and they may be aware of 4 or 5 other personalities. They may be aware of personalities that are down in the basement or somewhere else. And so they may have a little more history. So it's kind of like putting a puzzle together at times and getting a bigger picture. And that's why I say in the very beginning meetings that you begin to map and to write down all the information and to know, you know, who's in there. I was taken to Pennsylvania years ago by an officer and met with a girl that a doctor, a psychologist in Youngstown, declared her to be completely okay and that all of her children who had been abused can come back home and live with her. and she wanted to make sure that she was healed. And she said, I want you to, you know, from your background, I want you to tell me whether you think I'm completely healed. And I said, okay, well, let's try this. And I simply said, hello, is there somebody there? And she goes, uh-oh. And I said, what? She said, somebody laughed. And she already had pages of names of individuals that the doctor and her already had mapped out, what their ages were, names were, their functions, and all that. And I just simply went down the page and I said, hey, I want to talk to Squirrel. Somebody named Squirrel. And popped up, you know, a switch occurred, and here's Squirrel right in my face talking to me. Squirrel's job was to train children in the coven sexual acts and use a cattle prod when they didn't do it right, and a lot more than that. Well, there were so many personalities, I could just name one and name another, and some would come out. When Darkstar, a cult-loyal, demonized personality, came up, they immediately attacked me physically because I wasn't supposed to know anything and even deal with them, and I was a peon compared to what they are, and so forth. So, and Darkstar had a totally different history than the others and different knowledge. So this is why I'm telling you that it takes time, and it takes patience, and it takes really going to the Lord over again and again and again and trying to bring healing. Now, this is the information side of it, not the healing, inner healing, and deliverance side yet. That's coming. Well, let me close right now because we're over an hour on this session, and we're going to go to session 13 that deals with approaching them. We'll only deal with the meeting only, and then we'll go from there. God bless you. Father, bless each one that is ministering in this area, that is listening, and just impart to them, God, wisdom and encouragement, and just, Lord, a trust in you that you have a way to give countermeasures, to bring healing. Even as you did in Mark chapter 5, this tore up human being, your countermeasures was complete deliverance and a man in his right mind. And so we know you have this power and this ability, and we ask for you to impart to us your gracious ministry and wisdom and ability, and help us to bring you to them and your healing and your deliverance to them. Give us wisdom of the overall picture. God bless you. This is Russ Dizdar, Freedom Encounter Course, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web.